Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of All Over the Everywhere. If you haven't already, please go and hit that subscribe button for us. Then find us on Facebook, All Over the Everywhere. Also, we're on Twitter, at AOTEPC. Thank you again for tuning in, and enjoy the show. Yep, we're back. First one in a long time. It's been way too long, actually. And we're back. Little brief episode here for everybody. We haven't forgotten how to do this thing. We just had a little bit of a pandemic going on. And, just staying safe for everybody. Me and Blair did a few episodes here and there, trying to hold it up. And then just got busy doing stuff, I guess. She went back to school. I was starting a new job. And we just, just kind of fell off a little bit. It's our fault. We apologize. But we're going to be back soon with more episodes. This is, like I said, just another quick episode. Just to fill in what's been going on. Did a little movement down here in the studio. Got a little new location for the desk. I'm going to add a little new decor very shortly in the form of a fish tank. So that's going to be nice. We have plans to, well, I have plans to hopefully go into some video once we come back. Maybe get a little YouTube channel going. Make some vids. I'll have to learn how to do some possibly video editing software and audio editing software at that point. I'm going to have to step up the game at a huge level other than just hitting record and hitting send out to the good old interwebs out there, as some people would say. But that's just some stuff going on around here. As I know, we're getting towards winter again, and the pandemic is possibly going to maybe pick up again. But I mean, I think anybody and everybody can see the numbers are not as bad as everybody was predicting. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people dead. I'm not trying to minimize that at all. But if you look inside those numbers and the survivability rate, I think this thing isn't necessarily as bad as they thought it was going to be. But that is that. Like I said, we're going to attempt to get back into the full swing of things, releasing episodes on the regular, and possibly with talks with a few other people of possibly doing some, little extra curricular episodes here and there. For those of you wondering, yes, I am speaking of the conspiracy theories that we all love. Some episodes may get a little more hardcore than others, especially on those conspiracies. But I think we've talked about it, and we definitely have to get it done. There's enough people out there asking enough questions to where we need to provide some answers for those people. So there's that. Like I said, again, hopefully maybe some video. Got a little new setup here. Not much new gear, really, other than some tripods for some iPhones that we can maybe set up to take some video. But other than that, I mean, that's really about it and physical stuff here. But let's just talk about what's going on recently. So today is October 26th. We are officially 1 week away from an election. Seven and a half days, I guess you can count. It's it's definitely been interesting, this whole entire campaign trail here. And they're doing, again, what they did with Trump in 2016, claiming that he's still far down in the polls, that he doesn't have a chance, and all this other nonsense, when all you really have to do is open your eyes. Just simply do the eye test to what is happening out there. I mean, seriously, if you look at any of these pictures or videos from Biden rallies, and I'm using air quotes, you see there's nobody there, or there's like 10 or 15 people, and they're all socially distanced, and they all got to stay in their own little square or circle, and there's no crowds outside. There's no, you know, overwhelming mass of people out there waiting to get in to go see Biden speak. And then you look at Trump rallies, which, yes, they are doing smaller rallies. They're not in arenas. They're doing open-air events. People, yes, are, some are wearing masks, some are not wearing masks. But again, it is an open-air event, so I guess that is your choice. And you just look at, and there's thousands of people at these rallies. Hundreds of people to thousands of people, depending on the size of the event. And there's thousands more outside lining the streets just trying to get a glimpse of the president. And you're going to tell me that he's down 7 points. He's down 17 points, whatever the number is in the polls. In the words of Joe Biden, come on, man. Come on. Hasn't the media machine figured it out lately, or figured it out yet, that the more you try to tell the silent majority that they don't exist, the less silent we become? And even now, getting closer to this election, the silent majority is becoming very much less silent. We are going out in droves, and you just look at it around the country. There are Trump rallies in places where Trump isn't even there. There's local people holding Trump rallies, and they're getting hundreds of people, if not thousands of people, to come out. There was a Trump rally, Trump car rally in, I think it was either Texas or Tennessee. I don't remember. Just watched the video earlier. And they were claiming it to be 12 miles long. That's how many people got Trump flags out on their trucks, out on their cars, and they got in this Trump train, and they just drove around all over the place, wherever they went. 12 miles long. You know how many cars that is? You know how many trucks that is? You know how many people that is? You know, like, and this isn't like spending months planning this. This is like, show up and help us out. We're going to support Trump. We're going to show our support for the president. And then next thing you know, here we go. 12-mile-long Trump train. What was it? A couple months ago in Florida, they set the world record boat rally for Trump down in Florida. And then they did one up here in Connecticut in the Sound. They did a Trump flotilla. I think they were calling it. It wasn't the Trump train. It was the Trump flotilla. So I was like, I don't care what anybody says. All you have to do is the eye test. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not claiming this is going to be a slam dunk victory, even though I think it will be, because I'm not letting anything go by me for the cheating Democrats. Why do you think they pushed this mail-in voting so much? I think it's a week away from the election, and I haven't seen the latest numbers, but I know as of, I think it was Friday, there was 59 or 60 million people already sent in their ballots, which is ridiculous, which is crazy. Just the amount of fraud that is potential in there, because even if you're talking 1%, of 60 million, that's what, 600,000? Or 600,000, because 10% would be 6 million if it was 60 million. So that's the thing. Even if it comes down to a million votes, if you're talking a 1% error and you're going to give it a million votes, that's a percentage point in some places. That could be huge. That could sway an election. I do know that from listening to mainstream media, they're trying to say that the Democrats are outperforming Republicans in early voting, which is always the case. No matter what, Democrats are always early voters, from your elderly doing their mail-in ballots to, you know, probably college kids doing mail-in ballots. But from what I'm hearing on other podcasts and other forms of media, that in Florida, the early voting is almost 3-1 Republican, which is very bad news for the Democrats. Very bad news. I haven't done an early ballot. I'm not going to do that. I am going to vote in person. Blair will be coming with me. So will our son Wyatt. We will stay as a family unit as much as possible. We will social distance when we go to the polls. We will be wearing our masks. But I'll tell you one thing, boy, you Democrats aren't going to scare me away from the polls, especially in something like this. There's no fucking way. No way in hell. You know, I'm a God-fearing, country-loving American here, and I'm not gonna turn away because of a potential bad case of the flu. When all I got to do is maybe wear a mask if I get it, and if I get the whole thing, if I'm not asymptomatic. I didn't necessarily want to go back into the COVID thing, but that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to scare everybody into their homes to try and vote by mail. And then how many stories have we heard in the past couple of weeks of bags of ballots being dumped in the trash, like multiple hundreds of ballots dumped on the side of the road, and they open them all up and they're all Trump votes. Like, how if you can't win, cheat, I guess, right? I guess that's the Democrat way. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Yeah, I mean, like Blair just said, I don't know if you guys heard or not, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, I guess. But I don't know. I think this, depending on what happens down ballot from Trump, I believe Trump wins. I don't know what'll happen down ballot. Hopefully they keep all their seats in the Senate, maybe gain one or two. I would love to see them gain seats in Congress and maybe take back the majority, but I doubt that's going to happen. But that would be amazing. And then the crazy thing I just read this morning, Pelosi has already announced that she's going to run for Speaker of the House if the Democrats Speaker of the House if the Democrats retain the House, which is insanity. I'm not even gonna go into it. But that's basically what's been going on. Like I said, in a week we have an election coming up. It's gonna be huge, huge. It's gonna be huge. Just like the virus from China. Huge. But yeah, that's just a little bit of what's going on. We haven't forgotten everybody. I did put a post on Facebook today on the All Over the Everywhere page. So if you're listening to this, you can go to our Facebook page, find us, and you can comment on there. Maybe if it's something you want us to talk about, if it's you're listening to this and you're local and you want to come down and be a guest, even if you're not local, we can still do Skype or an audio call. Obviously, we have the capabilities with the board here. We can do that. We can definitely get more people on the show. But we will definitely be up and back running soon. And I can tell I'm saying too many times. One of those glass shattering moments where you just start hearing it. And it's, yeah. Two trains of thought crossed there and just got stuck for a moment. But that is about it. I know last time I said I was going to do a single episode for 5 or 6 minutes, and I ended up going for half an hour. So I think at the 14:45 mark would be possibly a good place to end. And hopefully we will see everybody soon. I mean, I know being away so long, we possibly lost a few people, but you know what? With the content coming and creating content and the way we love doing it, we'll gain them back. We'll gain them back and plus some. I'm not afraid. So, all right. That's it. Let me stop talking. Stop rambling. Sam Hunt on the way out.
You've got a cold heart and the cold hard truth. I got a bottle of whiskey, but I got no proof that you showed up tonight in that dress, just a mess for my head.